Paderewski revolutionized the mystery world in the early 80s by creating V.I. Warshawski, a female investigator who uses her wits as well as her fists. Paderewski was born in Iowa and graduated from the University of Kansas with a degree in political science. She worked as a community organizer in Chicago's South Side during the turbulent mid-60s. She ultimately completed both a Ph.D. in history and an MBA at the University of Chicago. Sarah also served with then-State Senator Barack Obama on a board serving Chicago's mentally challenged homeless population. She is married to a professor of physics at the University of Chicago. In 1986, Paderewski created Sisters in Crime, a worldwide organization supporting women crime writers, which earned her Ms. Magazine's 1987 Woman of the Year Award. Numerous other accolades have followed. Paderewski's Warshawski defies easy categorization. She drinks Johnny Walker Black Label, breaks into offices looking for clues, and can hold her own in a street fight, but she also pays very close attention to her clothes, sings opera along with the radio, and enjoys her sex life. Her newest novel is Breakdown, the 15th Warshawski novel, and we'll speak with her about it today. Welcome, Sarah. Thanks so much for stopping by the Book Report.
Well, it's wonderful to be here, even if you're warm and I'm cold.
Also, I know you worked with young Senator Obama in Chicago. When you met him, were there foreshadowings he would go on to hold national office?
I was taken by surprise when he instantly leaped into the presidential race. I guess that had been on his mind for a long time. But knowing him as my state senator, he was so smart and so appealing in a particular way, with a kind of genuineness about him that made me feel he really belonged in the U.S. Senate. And I was a big supporter of his when he first ran for national office.
Okay, on to Breakdown, the 15th Warshawski novel. What made you way back when pick up your pen and create V.I.?
Oh, I had been writing since I was a small child, but I never imagined writing for publication. It was something I did to entertain myself. But then as I read crime fiction, I really wanted to create a woman detective who could solve her own problems, who didn't need to be rescued by a guy, as used to always be the storyline, or either that or she was sexually active, which made her totally wicked. So I just wanted someone like me and my friends who was doing a job that really hadn't existed for women when we were in high school, but could pretty much hold her own in the detective workplace.
I loved in your book you said she's a, quote, a private eye with a track record both for results and for a chip on the shoulder. I love that.
Yes, well, they tell you to write what you know, and I decided recently that the animal that most describes me as a snapping turtle, and my poor husband has the bite marks on him to prove it.
I just wondered, and you do such a fabulous job, 15 books in the series, how difficult is it to introduce V.I. to new readers without seeming to be repetitive to your longtime fans?
That is a great question. It's a tightrope that I feel I really have to walk because I want each book to stand on its own. I try to make them independent. It used to be that V.I. would acquire a new lover in every book, but she sort of settled down with this bass player who's moved in next door to her. So that's the one thing that is ongoing, but I very much do not want him center stage, and the romance is very much supposed to be in the wings, not there distracting everybody from the story.
Well, you spent a lot of time with V.I. Will she ever kind of evolve into a crusty old dame who does things the tried and true way, or will she continue to integrate new technologies? You know, how do you see her going forward?
When I started with her, I thought she would age in real time, and she has aged. She was about 30 when I started, and 30 years later, she's about 50 now, so I've cheated a little. It's a problem problem that I haven't exactly figured out how to solve, because her physicality is really important to me. I'm not that physically able myself, and I love her out there really being able to do things with her body that I never could, even when I was young. So I don't know exactly. I do sometimes imagine her in an extended care facility whacking people over the head with her walker, but she's never going to be an armchair detective. Even if she's in a wheelchair, she'll be buzzing around in it.
Is she going to keep up with, like, very new spy technologies, or is she going to do things more, you know, kind of traditionally?
I think she has to keep up with new technology to be sort of a now kind of person. But that poses a real challenge for a crime writer, because it's a passive occupation anymore. You sit at the internet and get all the information you need. So the trick is to have a lot of action going on even while you're relying on the net and on the new technologies.
Breakdown is so current. It starts off with teens crazed with the vampire phenomenon. Are you already working on your next novel? And if so, what's going to be sort of the core of that one?
I've just started the research. I haven't started a storyline. I'm married to a guy who was one of the distinguished great physicists of the 20th century, and I really want to tell some of that physics story. So I'm trying to figure out a way to get VI into the world of high-energy physics. Maybe she'll be stuck in the Hadron Collider in Geneva.
Well, what are your reflections on the sort of female detective genre today? You know, your colleagues who are working, what do you think about the way that it's evolving?
Yeah, I think it's really interesting. You see people all over the place. There's a very unusual young writer named Sarah Grand, G-R-A-N-N, who's got a detective who does a lot of drugs, recreational drugs, and throws the I Ching, and yet in a kind of a mystical drug foggy way does great crime solving. There's a new writer from South Africa that I really love, Marla Nunn, which is another double N, N-U-double-N, who's got a crime series set in the early 50s when apartheid was really strangling South Africa. So people are really exploring a lot of different voices in a lot of different ways, and my challenge is to try to keep up. Back when I started, it was me and Sue Grafton and Marsha Muller and a couple of others, Linda Barnes. Now there's so many that I really can't keep up with them, which is great. It's great.
Yeah. What do you think of the whole dragon tattoo phenomenon?
Oh, I don't know what to make of that. The girl Lisbeth Salander, the young woman, it troubles me that she has to be depicted in the books as being tiny and looking like a boy, as if someone with a big female body is too big to be a real hero. And I think too many crime writers make their women very petite. They're anorectic. They're 5'6" and weigh 118 pounds. And VI takes up space, which we seem to be afraid to let women do.
Well, speaking as someone who's 5'10" and not quite petite, I like your thinking.
Yeah, I'm not petite either, especially not after all that Christmas chocolate.
I know.
When I started, it was something new and different, and VI was kind of dealing with women's roles and the right to do this kind of job. And when I think about how my series has changed, I think she doesn't have to fight that battle anymore. We won that battle in a way. And so she's looking at other kind of people on the margins, people who need an extra boost and extra protection, and that's what will keep her going forward, I guess.
Well, she's a great character, and I know you have so many millions of fans out there who are enjoying this book and waiting for the next one.
Well, that's very kind. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.